True stories from the legal files of the Alliance Defense Fund. This is Portraits of Freedom.
One Sunday morning, as President Thomas Jefferson was walking to attend Christ Church in Washington, D.C., which was meeting in the U.S. Capitol, he was stopped by a friend.
Mr. President, is that a Bible you're carrying?
Indeed it is.
I thought you did not believe a word in it.
My dear fellow, no nation has ever yet existed or been governed without religion. My concern is that we all have the freedom to worship or not to worship as we see fit.
But what about those Baptists in Connecticut? Have you not been pained to say that church and state must remain separate?
What I wrote was that the government must not impose a state religion. Not that the government cannot have any involvement with religion. Good day.
Thomas Jefferson attended this church service just 2 days after he penned his now famous letter on the separation of church and state. He also allowed various religious observances on government property, including the United States Supreme Court. When the ACLU and its allies point to Jefferson as their source to legally attack public expression of religious faith, they are doing our third president a great disservice. American University professor Daniel Dreisbach has written, "Jefferson argued that religious belief, freely chosen and given wide public space, nurtured morality, and thus supported a free society." I have a free booklet that will tell you what Jefferson really meant about the separation of church and state. Go to tellADF.org or call 877-TELL-ADF to get your copy. I'm Alan Sears, president of ADF.